Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker, of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the fiscal code legislation that was recently passed by the House. This does a lot. It overrides the governor's actions. It gets money out to the schools. It finishes the budget process. Talk to us about why it's so important and what really got this across the finish line.
Yes, indeed. The votes were delivered this week to restore the governor's education cuts. I'm pleased to report that yesterday I joined a bipartisan majority in the House voting to restore the deep K through 12 education cuts induced by Governor Tom Wolf when he vetoed the fiscal code. On March 23rd, Governor Wolf allowed the 2015-16 budget to become law without his signature, but he vetoed the accompanying fiscal code, the legal document that instructs exactly how the budget money is to be distributed. That veto voided the bipartisan funding formula for distributing money fairly to schools throughout the state, all 500 school districts. Locally, school districts in my 68th legislative district stand to receive about $300,000 less solely due to the governor's action. So this is very, very good news. It's a veto-proof type of legislation that was passed yesterday, and I'm hopeful that the governor will see this bipartisan reaction and choose to allow the latest fiscal code to become law so that the school districts in my area in the northern tier of Pennsylvania will receive about $300,000 more.
Another thing that happened this week in Harrisburg was that the House Policy Committee got to hear about a new 211 information system. This will provide some information and some help for folks that's not 911. Talk to us about this.
Absolutely. Members of the House this week learned more about a free telephone service operated by the United Way to connect Pennsylvania residents to assist in their communities. By dialing 211, residents can be connected to a trained caseworker who has access to a database of health and human service assistance available through government programs, as well as assistance provided locally through faith-based organizations and private nonprofit organizations. The service also provides a number for residents to call in times of disaster, allowing 911 to be used primarily for the need of first responders. Currently, six regional 211 programs provide services to approximately 85% of the state's population. Only the northwest region of the state is without access to 211 at this time. And at this week's hearing, service providers advocated for another $1.5 million in state funding in order to make the 211 available to all Pennsylvania citizens, expand the database, implement new technology such as text to chat, and improve upon the consistency of services throughout the state to provide greater services to the Pennsylvania citizens in which we represent.
And finally, Representative, I'd like to talk a little bit about some legislation that could help first responders, and not just help first responders, but help there be more of them. Talk to us about this.
Yes, it's a potential exciting opportunity. I hope it becomes law. As a way to recruit more first responders, the House has endorsed a proposal authorizing local governments to enact earned income and property tax liability tax credits for active volunteers of a fire company or emergency medical services company. House Bill 1683 would allow municipalities, county governments, and school districts the authority to offer active volunteers a tax credit of up to 20% of their tax liability. The measure would also require the state fire commissioner to establish the annual requirements of the state tax program for active volunteers, such as the number of calls responded to, the training undertaken, or qualifying participation in the functions of the organization. The bill will now make its way to the Senate for consideration after having passed in the House.
Representative Baker, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Matt Baker.